Autumn officially began last week, and the change of season has commentator Mary Sojourner recalling fall rituals from years past.
I picked up a woman's magazine in the laundromat, a magazine my mother loved. She cooked from it, decorated from it, cut out recipes and saved them in her card file. I flipped through the pages. Not much had changed. There were lots of tips, how to stretch a dollar, diet and make 9,000-calorie chocolate fudge brownies. And then, tucked into an article on after-school activities, I found this: Demystify jam for your kids. I reread the words and wondered how jam had become mysterious. My breakfast this morning is matzah and blackberry jam. The jam is perfect for this liminal season. The brutal heat of summer has faded. The sun comes around the corner of the deck later, lies lower. The taste of blackberries is the taste of autumn on its way. I didn't make the jam, but it could have been homemade. The jam was dark, strong, and not too sweet, a ghost on my tongue of the apple butter my Aunt Mary used to make. She lived in a railroad shack in Wayland, New York. Her backyard ended at the Erie Lackawanna tracks. There was a clothesline on which she hung the cotton dresses and long johns she had washed in her hand wringer washer. Hollyhocks grew around the base of the poles. There was a fire ring, unused most of the year. And in the back shed there was a huge black kettle, almost as tall as I was. By late September, the western New York apple harvest was in. Macoons, lamb's nose, scarlet and pink and burgundy apples whose names I never learned. My uncle hauled out the kettle and built the fire. My aunt, my mom, and I cut up apples and dumped them in the kettle. We took turns stirring the apples with a wooden paddle, steadily, hour after hour. If you weren't careful, the apple butter could burn. In the time a little girl drifted off into a daydream, bushels of apples, hours of work, would go up in smoke. Next day, we canned the apple butter. My aunt's kitchen filled with the dark scent of cinnamon. Near twilight, she hauled the jars out of the water bath. After they cooled, she gave us our share. Every year, my mom opened the first jar for Thanksgiving. The apple butter puddled dark as late November clouds in its crystal dish. Demystify jam? Might as well demystify autumn light. Might as well demystify breath.
The comments of Mary Sojourner, author of the essay collection Bone Light, Ruin and Grace in the New Southwest. She joins us from Arizona Public Radio in Flagstaff.